Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Dave.
How's it going tonight, guys?
Good.
Delightful.
Let me ask you something. Did you ever notice that water from the bathroom sink tastes different from water in the kitchen sink?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's true, right?
It's a thing. It's a thing
I've asked people that before, and they're like, no, it doesn't. I'm like, there's something wrong with you.
You know what they are?
Idiots.
Liars.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're full of shit.
They are, 100%.
It definitely tastes different.
They are the human form of the poop emoji.
Right. I don't know what it is. I feel like it's the same pipes. Like,
it has to be.
What is it that makes it taste different?
Is it the paper cups that you're usually drinking?
It might be.
I don't know.
It could be. Because I don't usually drink kitchen water out of a paper cup.
Never.
I've never done it. Plastic or a glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, and I don't usually drink bathroom water. I almost exclusively either drink bathroom sink water.
Good clarification. Okay.
Yeah.
Not toilet water.
Right. Out of those paper solo cups that you use when you brush your teeth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or my cupped hand.
Yeah.
Like, those are the two places.
And when you're drinking it out of the toilet, you're just taking it directly from the bowl. So it's
naturally
fine.
Right. Well, then I'm lapping it up like a dog.
Yep.
But yeah, it's definitely different.
100% is.
I remember, you know, when you were a kid, you ever sleep over a friend's house and...
Not once.
Did you really never sleep over someone's house?
100%. Never did.
Wait, really?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Fuck the whole bathroom sink theory. Let's get into this.
Yeah, we'll get into this in a little bit, though.
That's a good break.
Listen, bathroom sink water definitely tastes different.
It does.
What I was saying was, you ever, when you were younger, and whether you had a bathroom upstairs, where if your bedroom was upstairs and you had a bathroom up there and you needed a drink in the middle of the night and you either went to the bathroom to get it, mm-hmm. or you slept over someone else's house, whether it's a friend, a family member, mm-hmm. the guy down the street, whatever the fuck it was.
What were you doing?
Got
as a
invited
child?
To the Neverland Ranch and slept at Michael Jackson's.
Exactly. So whatever it was, if you did that and you ended up drinking water out of the bathroom sink in the middle of the night, it definitely tasted different.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it was better.
Yeah. Especially if you got it when it was cold and you were real thirsty.
Yeah.
I know that feeling.
Or like you kind of pass out because you're hungover. Right.
Yes.
And you wake
when
up.
You're
you wake
eight.
Up in
yes.
the middle. Yeah. When you're eight, when you wake up in the middle of the night, you have like dry mouth and everything like that. You just need something. You just go chug some bathroom water and. Oh,
you're absolutely
nothing
right.
Better than that.
You know, I was going to ask you about we had spoken about a hangover prevention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a method, and everyone's got a method that they swear by.
I don't have prevention. I have a cure.
Okay. So, you have a cure. So, let me hear. What's your cure?
My cure is a tall glass of orange juice, a banana, and 4 Advil. And within a half hour, I am good as new.
Really? Even if you're puking?
Yep.
Wow.
That's impressive.
And you have a prevention.
Yeah.
Right? You have a, like, B1. The night of the drinking.
Yeah. B1 beforehand.
Hmm.
I don't know. I was
What is
told,
that? Is that a vitamin?
It's a vitamin. Oh. Yep. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying...
No, it's a meditative state of mind.
Like,
yeah. Be one with the universe. No, vitamin...
I thought it was like a bingo chip or something. I don't know.
B1.
His joke was better, Dave.
I agree.
Yep.
100%.
That's mean.
No, it's true, though.
I didn't say it wasn't true.
His joke
was just mean.
Landed so flat that I had to make sure he knew that he just whiffed it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm used to it.
So... You take vitamin B1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
When do you take that?
About an hour beforehand.
Before now, drinking?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if it's scientifically proven or whatever, but I had it explained to me by somebody who was in a medical program. And I could be getting this completely wrong because I make dick jokes on the internet for a living. I don't really do science, so take this with a grain of salt, but it's not going to hurt you, so go ahead.
He doesn't really do science, folks.
Nope. I mean, I don't have my master's degree in science.
Gotcha.
That's why I'm not Dr. Science.
Science has done nothing but let us down.
It's true.
Fuck you, science.
100%.
Still.
Ugh, gross.
So what was the explanation?
So the explanation was the way that B1 bonds to the blood cells is the same way that alcohol bonds to the blood cells. It basically takes up the spot that the alcohol would take up. So you're still getting drunk, but it's not binding and keeping water from being able to get into your bloodstream, because all hangovers is dehydration.
Really?
Yeah. And I thought that was the biggest load of bullshit I'd ever heard in my life. And then the very next day we went, we popped a couple of B1 pills. Me and a couple of friends went in the city and we each drank about a huge bottle of iced tea vodka per.
And that is hangover central because it's all sugar.
That's all sugar. It's, and you know, I'm a girl drink drunk, so I am always drinking the, you know, sweet candy tasting stuff.
Yes, you are.
And had a meeting the next morning at 7 o'clock, woke up completely fine.
Wow.
I had never felt better. And I've done it since, and I've had other people do it, and whether it's a placebo effect or not, it works.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And it's beautiful. It's a good time.
I gotta try this.
You should.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty solid method.
Yeah.
I gotta give that a shot. B1.
There's science behind that one too. So
yeah,
cool.
And again, I'd like to point out it could be complete bullshit science, but it sounds good, and I have anecdotal evidence from several people that it works. So, including myself.
Okay, well, it's worth a try.
Yeah,
mine is. Well, first of all, I would also remind me when I'm done telling you about my hangover prevention to tell you about girl drinks.
Okay.
So, my method is before going to bed. It's 2 Tylenol or Advil, if you choose. But I find that 2 Tylenol, a bottle of Gatorade, and a candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
And you're good to go.
I have done, on days that I forget to do the B1, a body armor and a payday bar. After, you're all good.
Yeah. Because it replaces what... I guess it replaces what your body is.
That's weird. Putting more sugar into your body would be a good idea.
Well, body armor is full of potassium.
Well, I'm not saying
which is
the
same,
armor,
same
as the candy bar.
You got potassium coming out of your assium. That's from Scrubs, my favorite
it
TV
is.
Show.
I'm thinking in the way of my candy bar, peanuts are very salty.
Okay.
So
okay,
that'll help.
Replaces that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
What's your candy bar choice for this?
I'm with my man over there.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Love it.
Payday bars are delightful.
Love it. Such a good payday. Such a good candy bar. Payday.
It really is.
Such a good payday.
So talk to me about girl drinks.
Oh, girl drinks. So
good reminder.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me, I should
no problem.
Say. I shouldn't take credit for the reminder. When we were away, my wife likes the Reds Apple Ale.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They are pretty good. They're a little bit, you know, a little bit on the sweet side.
Yeah, that's
you
what
know.
I was going
to
say.
I can maybe do one or two of them or so, and then, you know, I kind of have to switch to something else. But I don't know what she did, whether she Pinterested or she fucking made it up. I don't know. But she came up with getting the caramel vodka.
Right.
And mixing that with the Reds Apple Ale.
That sounds delicious.
Sounds wonderful.
It was absolutely awesome.
Wow.
So, and this is a little fall foliage tip in preparation for fall from your friends here at Nearly Coherent. But you want to get
what
in the season, right?
What don't we do?
Well, I don't know. We've really become jackasses of all trades.
We really have.
We absolutely have.
It's fantastic.
So, as the fall rolls around, folks...
It is mid-September, so I mean...
I was actually going to describe this drink with one of the words that I hate the most.
Oh.
Let me describe the drink first, how to make it, because it's very, very simple.
All right. I like simple.
You have to use the Reds in... You can use the Reds in a can. It doesn't matter. It's just harder to pour unless you pour it into a cup. But if you're drinking the Reds that's in the bottle, you pop the bottle open, you take a little nipper... Get that down right below the neck.
Okay.
Okay? Get it right below the neck. Then you fill the neck back up with caramel vodka.
Okay.
Flip, you know, give it a quick flip to stir it up.
Mm-hmm.
You're set. That's it.
That's
it.
A delight.
I thought there was going to be 18 more steps.
Yeah.
Nope, there wasn't.
No, that's easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
That's it. And it probably adds a little more than a shot of vodka to it.
Yeah. Okay.
So it turns, you know, one drink into two, which is always good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it's delicious.
What I'm really looking forward to is with fall comes the pumpkin beer.
Yes.
Which people will then use the cinnamon sugar rim on if they're not, you know, a complete asshole.
Holy shit, I know where you're going.
I don't know that you do.
I know exactly where you're going.
You might. Actually, you might. Okay, so I'm a big fan of Angry Balls. Mixing Angry Orchard.
Yeah.
With Fireball.
Yeah.
Tastes like a great apple cider sort of deal.
Yeah, and you can actually do that with Reds. It's got a little bit different taste.
Yeah.
But yes, you can do that as well. Just doesn't have
but
a
But I
want to
do
name.
That. I want to do that with the cinnamon sugar rim.
That's where I thought you were going.
That's going to exactly be a real apple pie sort of situation here. And
wow, that's...
He actually recently tried a new cider for him.
And it's delicious.
He tried McKenzie's finally.
I don't have any idea.
Really? It's the best... I think it's the best cider available.
So okay. McKenzie's Black Cherry, I think it was, cider?
Yes, they also have apple.
Okay.
I went for the... Lisa, his girlfriend, told me to get it and said that if I didn't like it, she'd buy my next drink.
Okay.
Which is... Wait,
you were at a bar and they had this?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never even fucking heard of it.
Me neither, until that night. And it's... an absolute delight.
Really?
It's genuinely one of the most delicious things I've ever consumed.
My wife likes a lot of the ciders. I think even she thinks like Angry Orchard is a little bit too sweet.
Yeah, try McKenzie's.
But McKenzie's
McKenzie's is real good. I like the sweetness of the...
Have you ever had that Strongbow?
No, I never had it.
Sucks.
I don't think I have.
It's not as good. The other ones, both Angry Orchard and Reds are better than Strongbow.
I do like them both. I do.
Okay.
I like Reds.
All right, so McKenzie's. And I'm telling you, folks, if you have never listened to an episode before, this has already been the most helpful. This is your nearly coherent guide to fall 2016.
Get your
cinnamon and sugar rim.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Reds apple ale mixed with caramel vodka. That's all you need to know.
It's going to be good.
And put McKenzie's on, cider, if you just want to go simple.
Yeah, McKenzie's cider.
Nice
I'm
cider.
Sure we can find something to mix with that to spice that up a little
bit.
You
know, honestly,
well.
With the black cherry, I don't think you really needed to. I think that actually worked very well. I mean, yeah, you're not getting the benefit of the shot plus drink.
Right.
But
you could always just take a shot.
You could.
Take
a shot.
If you go McKenzie apple, you could probably...
Oh, yeah. You could definitely do
something similar to the caramel and stuff like that.
I mean...
Maybe even add the cinnamon brim onto the McKenzie cider with the caramel.
He said, right?
He did.
You caught brim, right?
He said brim.
Okay, just making sure.
He said brim. I don't care. I did it on purpose.
No, I know.
Honestly, I mean, this has been more helpful than anything else we've ever done, so I think he's allowed to say brim.
I do think, let's see, we are really almost in fall for our next...
Yeah, it's mid-September.
For our next episode.
Yeah, we should be in mid-September. Fall.
I don't think it's too early for us to drink, try some of these drinks.
You have no idea how excited I am for fall. Just because of, you know, Oktoberfest. A big beer guy.
I love Oktoberfest beer.
Oktoberfest beer, and then you get into, like, winter beers. Oh, it just makes me... warm and fuzzy inside.
Summer is my favorite season, but the only reason I look forward to fall is more apple stuff.
Okay.
All over the place. I love
apple
flavored
and
things.
Pumpkin everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Pumpkin, I'm not so much. I do like...
I'm just saying they are. It's fucking all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, you'll have tons of people wearing Ugg boots drinking pumpkin flavored things.
I was just going to say, I can't wait for them to break out the Ugg boots and yoga pants. It's one of my favorite times of year.
Yeah. It's a beautiful time
to
be alive.
Favorite to sundresses.
I don't know.
I really like sundresses.
You know what my problem with yoga pants is sometimes it catches you.
Yep.
Sometimes it you know, plays tricks on you, and you're like, oh, wait, what? And she's 60, and you're like, nope.
Not touching that.
Nope. Shouldn't have been checking out that old lady.
Or you should have.
Yeah.
I mean, good for her. If a pair of pants could make you check her out, you know what? She's doing something right.
Yeah,
absolutely
sure.
Not. I disagree wholeheartedly.
You think yoga pants are that powerful, huh?
Honestly, I feel like I feel like if I was standing behind a screen that went from my waist up in a pair of yoga pants, you'd both be checking out my ass. That's how magical those pants are.
To be fair,
not
we're
for
usually
the same reason though.
We're usually checking out your ass anyway.
It's good.
It's a good ass.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's a good point. So I say we make those drinks for our next recording.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
You know, we'll figure it out. We can.
Yeah.
We can work the logistics out. Yeah.
Definitely.
But there
make
you go.
Sure not to break any equipment.
Yeah, please.
No.
Kind of a klutz.
Yeah, we can set up on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We'll bring somebody else in to set up for
That's
us.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. That's a real.
We'll have Gerard set up and bartend for us.
Listen, he probably won't drop the mic on the fucking floor.
It's probably true. I did that earlier, folks, if you didn't catch the drift.
So, wow. I can't believe the revelations that have already come out of this episode.
It's just a non-stop fire of good quality information. Bathroom sink water.
Mm-hmm.
Booze.
Oh.
The bathroom
yoga pants.
Sink water is just...
One troubling thing came out of that. And I don't know if it's necessarily troubling, but it was definitely something that threw me off.
Okay.
You made the statement that you've never had a sleepover.
Yeah, explain that to me.
I'm not big. I don't really like... I come off more as an extrovert, but I'm kind of an introvert at heart. I like being able to go to my house and not having people there.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really like people coming into my space.
Okay, but like even like your cousins or something like that, you didn't sleep at their house?
I've stayed at like my cousin's house and stuff like that, but... Not frequently. It wasn't really like I'm all about get in, watch some TV, go to bed. I'm not here for your fluffy time, you know, foo foo, whatever you're gonna do.
I don't
think Ed has any idea what a sleepover is.
No, I don't.
You don't.
Fluffy time. I'm sorry. It was fluffy time foo foo.
Yes, it was.
It's interesting. Yes. I never did that at my sleepovers.
I was at a sleepover once where one of the guys farted in another guy's mouth, and it was so disgusting he threw up and had to call his mom to go home.
That fucking happened.
See,
I also been on. Like,
that's fluffy time.
You hold the marker over the guy's forehead, and then you punch him in the gut, and then he wakes up and hits his head on the marker.
Nah, that's just mean.
I'm the first guy to fall asleep. You know.
Yeah, you do get that. That's no fun. That's how this guy got farted in his mouth.
Yeah.
He was the first one to fall asleep.
See, that wouldn't be a thing. But I was also, you guys both had siblings growing up. I was an only child. I'm used to just, like, making my own way and just not really dealing with that sort of shit.
I have siblings, but...
I have an army of them.
It's
true. You could march the Mirtello clan around and they will take over the world.
Yeah, there's a lot of you, and then you're only multiplying.
That's true, we are. Exponentially extending.
The only good thing I have to say about that is just one of them has to be good at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know all of them yet.
Well, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 5 siblings. I'm one of six kids, yeah.
So...
I have now 6 nieces/nephews, 7's on the way.
Yeah.
How many of your brothers and sisters have had kids already?
4.
Wow, so you still have 2 more that haven't.
Me and my younger brother.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's potential for quite a few grandchildren.
Oh, yeah. So,
at least 3 or 4.
Still, there will be 7 grandchildren by Christmas.
Wow.
Man.
Mazel.
That's a lot of... Yeah.
And we found out tonight that 6 relatives from Florida decided they're going to spend Christmas Day with us. So our count is at like 35 people for Christmas Day.
That sounds horrible.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, I might just go to Jersey.
Yeah, that sounds...
I would.
Yeah, sounds awful.
Or just go hide in Key West somewhere.
So what I was saying about siblings... One of my brothers was 8 years older than me, and growing up, he did not live with me. We have the same father, different moms.
Okay.
My other brother, we have the same mom, different fathers. He lived with me, but was 10 years older than me. So by the time I was 8,
he was 18.
He was already out of the house.
Right.
You know, he went to school. Then he went into the Navy and really never lived... once he entered the Navy, he never lived home again.
Yeah, and 8 years old is prime sleepover time. Like, that's when it starts.
Yeah. So it was a little different. Like, we didn't share stuff. I just stole his shit.
Right.
And then got him in trouble when he would, like, beat me up for it. Mm-hmm. You know, that was the way it went.
Yeah.
That's good.
But, wow, so yeah, no sleepovers. That's
not that I remember,
that's
anyway.
That's crazy.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm not.
Hmm.
Well,
Do you know the haunted house in Massapequa? That really crazy, like, three-story...
The red,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, one of my good friends, he lives, like, two houses down from that.
Fuck
I slept that. Over his house once and never fucking again. I wake up in the middle of the night, and I look out his window, and you see that house.
Ew.
I was, fuck that. I'm never going
back
to
that house.
That's gross. It was terrible.
That's horrifying.
Has he ever said anything about that house? Like,
yeah, I don't know. I live around the block from it. I don't live far from it at all.
Yeah, but being able to see it all the time is a little different.
No, yeah, he told me stories about it. I can go into stories about it. I have actually a really good story involving my family.
Do tell.
Yeah.
It'll be better than any of your fruit stories.
It's true. No fruit involved in the story. Fruit
Thank
free.
God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Turns out the guy, one of the people that lives there, he would be the son that lives there, actually asked my mom to prom.
She
chose
go?
My dad instead.
Son of a bitch.
Right? And it all went downhill from there.
I kind
of
wish that she met your dad after prom and went with that weirdo.
Yeah. they don't go food shopping during the day. They go at night. Like, middle of the night, you'll see them pulling their car out of the driveway, opening the gates. They're fucking weird.
Do you think that they're really weird, or do you think
they
it's
are.
That they, like, bought
have,
that house and have to live up to
I have
it?
A lot of stories. Like, I can go on for days.
Now, wait, is this like a... So you're talking about a house that you're considering haunted because it's got weirdos in it? I'm not really familiar. No,
let me tell you something. This house looks like a fucking haunted house.
It's a haunted house.
This house
it's not like the Amityville
looks,
horror house where it's like bullshit.
This house looks legit. Like a haunted house.
Okay.
I'm gonna pull it up. Now, they have... If you go there, they have red sidewalks.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's horrifying.
They have red sidewalks. My dad, my dad's a civil engineer, so he does roads and stuff like that. Worked for the town of Oyster Bay for a long time, whatever. When they were redoing their road, they were like, we're redoing this road. We need to take down this tree. And we're taking up all the sidewalk and everything like that. Redoing it all. Well, they put up a fight and a half over this tree and this sidewalk. All right, they said they couldn't take down the tree because it pointed to the moon. And their son's name was, in fact, Moon.
I'm sorry.
Okay, hold up.
And the tree pointed to the moon.
Which means it pointed up. Yeah,
it's I was going to say, it's...
That doesn't make
I will happily buy them an arrow, if that'll help.
Yeah.
The moon moves.
Yeah.
It moves across the sky, or the Earth rotates, technically, but how is that fucking possible?
I don't know, but this is the fight, and they fought and fought and fought. Eventually, the town just went and cut down the tree, and they threw a conniption, and it went nowhere.
Yeah.
What do they look like?
And then it went through. After that, it went through this whole battle where they would paint their sidewalk red, the town would come back, paint it white, and it went on for a couple of years. And eventually the town was just like, we're not wasting money on paint, whatever. You have a red sidewalk.
What the hell do these people look like? Any idea?
They're just really pale, pasty, and wear black. That's it.
Wait, do they legitimately wear, like, is this like just the goth kid house?
They're legit, like, goth. But it's weird because recently they started putting up Christmas lights and it's freaking us all out. But I don't know. They're like legit goths, devil worshiper type people.
All right, cool.
How long have they been in the house? Any idea?
A very long time. My mom has been in the house that I live in since she was, I think, 10. And she's about 65 now. So
that family's been there?
Been there the entire time.
Holy
she went to
shit.
High school with them.
Wow.
That's weird. She knows their names? I know we're not going to say. I guess
yeah, let's not, let's
I'm
not get into
say
it.
Their names.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I guess
yeah.
we won't say their
we
names
know,
here.
We know their names. Yeah.
Holy shit.
And because my dad dealt with them for so long.
A bunch of weirdos, man.
Yeah.
Is their last name Nosferatu?
So, anybody watch, you know, last week, and we didn't get to talk about it after all the political talk and the untimely passing of Gene Wilder. Although, I guess maybe I shouldn't say it's untimely. He was 80-something years 83, old.
83, I believe.
83. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Ed.
So I have this thing about houses that look like faces. I won't live in them. And this house has frickin' teeth, people.
We should post a picture of this
house. We should.
When it's fine, we can post a picture. This house is all over the internet.
Yeah, it's all, yeah.
It's labeled as Hell House, mm-hmm. which makes sense. I actually kind of want to buy it and live in it.
They do have a sweet car. I don't know what kind. I'm not a big car person. That thing is undercover all the time.
Is it a hearse?
It kind of looks like one under the cover, but it's not. It's got this huge wing on the back. It's like a sports car. It's fucking sweet.
Okay.
This house is horrifying. I'm going to have nightmares about this.
Next time, like, we're hanging out, we'll go past it, and you'll
see. Yeah, we will.
It.
Seriously, it's weird.
I'm gonna
it's
go.
It's very fucking
I
weird.
I want to go talk to these people. I want to go hang out.
Good luck trying.
Yeah.
They have.
It's not gonna happen,
on
bro.
On Halloween, they have police, Nassau County Police, surround this house because of the attention that it gets.
Right, but what if I go on Easter?
I don't know what'll happen. I'm not sure. I think
I'll be okay.
I don't know.
Wouldn't it be weird?
Will no longer
wouldn't
exist.
It be weird if they like he went there to try to like befriend them and they killed him,
buried him in the backyard?
That'd be a shame.
Honestly, I would see it more as being a Rocky Horror Picture Show sort of situation.
You know what
here.
It reminds me of?
I don't know. Man.
I could do the time warp.
You know
it's
what
fine.
It reminds me of? It always did. You know the movie The Burbs?
It reminds you of The Neighbor.
The Neighbor,
exactly.
Yeah, the
that's
Burbs.
Exactly how I was going to describe the house to
that's,
him before.
That's what it is. It's The Burbs with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, the house is weird.
Fantastic movie, by the way. I love that movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, it's great.
I'm just staring at this picture, mm-hmm. horrified.
Yeah, we'll post this on Twitter.
Yeah, we will.
Nearly Coherent.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my story. I'll stick to it.
That was the first story you've ever told that wasn't boring. Good work, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm improving week by week.
We'll get there. We'll be a professional podcast someday.
Yeah. Even Blind Squirrel finds a nut.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was going to say, and...
sleepovers, right?
No, well, this is, I'm past the sleepovers. But... Did anybody happen to watch the VMAs about a week ago?
A little bit.
I haven't seen the VMAs in 33 years, so I wasn't going to start now.
I gotcha. Know a little bit about what happened and whatnot. I'm caught up.
So
I know they gave Kanye West 4 minutes, and from what I understand, he didn't do anything with it.
He got booed. Vociferously. I can't say that word.
What? Not a word.
I tried.
Not
could you say it
word.
Again?
I can't. I don't know how to say that word.
Can you say Pokemon real quick?
No.
I wanted to have an episode where we all say words that we can't say.
What word can you not say?
I can't say it at all. Like, I literally...
Voraciously?
What? What is it?
Voraciously?
No, that's not the word.
Vociferously?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
That's it. I can't say that word. Still can't.
Okay.
Figure it out one day.
What word can't you say?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I have a pretty strong command of the English language, so I'm not entirely sure.
I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's what we keep Dave around for. The one professional broadcaster of the group is just...
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
I skip that word.
He skipped pronunciation class.
That word, I skip it altogether.
You know what?
I try very hard
except
not to
for just
it.
Now when you used it.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch the VMAs.
Okay.
I if it's on, it's on, but whatever. I don't care. I'm too busy watching Scrubs. But... The Video Vanguard Award this year, I think it's the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Went to Rihanna.
Okay.
Who I love.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me thinking, and I know we've done a couple of these before, and I like the insight, and I was thinking about it a little differently, but if you were stuck on a desert island and you had to pick... three artists to have their music on the desert island with you.
Just the music, not the artists themselves, right?
No, not the artists themselves. That would change the list greatly for me.
Yeah, exactly.
That would greatly change the list for me. Who would it be?
Do I have to choose a specific album, or is it just their entire body of work as well?
I'm going
to
go with the entire body of work. Can I guess one for you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Weird Al?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I knew it. Anybody else?
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now
remember, I should tell you, you're never getting off this island. You're
that's
not
going
to die, but you're never getting off this island. So this is three artists that you get all of their, their whole catalog, you have, this is all you get to listen to for the rest of your life.
I'm thinking here. I'm gonna go. My number one would be Frank Sinatra.
Wait your fucking turn.
I'm not.
I'm just kidding.
He seems like he's struggling on his
third. No, I've got a third one.
I'm just kidding.
Go for it.
Well, before you get, before you say your third,
yeah,
I just want to give you the, I'm gonna give you the out real quick. I know Weird Al is staying.
Yes.
Foodie Daddy's also.
Yep.
Definitely in.
100%.
Give me your third.
John Williams.
Wow.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
Really. A composer.
Yeah, but yeah, the widest body of work you could possibly think of.
Yeah, no.
So
it's
you,
not
you'll
a,
never.
You definitely do. You crush top fives here.
I try.
It's definitely not. Definitely an out of the box one, but yeah, that's a lot to listen to.
Jaws, Star Wars, hey, Superman. Come on,
no argument. That's a good idea.
That's a great idea. Shit.
What about you?
Well, I said Frank Sinatra. That's number one.
Okay.
That's hands down. I'm trying to think. Like, go to... I'd probably go... Because I'm going to probably be pretty pissed off when I'm there.
Why?
Because I'm, like, alone and I'm trapped there forever. So I want something that will, like...
In all fairness, until recently, I thought you were going to be alone forever. Anyway.
Well, so. You know what? Yeah, it's a real... It's a
slam dunk, buddy. Good work.
Good job. I can't even come back to that one. There you go. So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna throw Metallica in there.
Okay.
That'll be my you know, just because I'm angry because yep. I really don't know how to break open.
That's
a
actually where I thought you might have been going when you were talking about being angry.
Yeah. Killswitch is a little too much. You know.
They're on my list.
They're on your list. Yeah. They were like a close second for me in that regard. Number three will go. I want something happy. Something like fun. And the third. I don't know. Those two really solve it for me. But I'm going to go all Long Island here and go Billy Joel.
I'm sorry. He said all Long Island.
On the Billy Joel part, the last one.
Only one of those artists is from Long Island. Okay.
Wait, are you trying to tell me that Metallica didn't come from Seaford? Come on, man.
So, all right. So, he's got his three, and I got to tell you. I'm not a Frank Sinatra fan. I don't think anybody is not.
Yeah.
Doesn't like at least a couple of songs, but I don't like enough that I would want to have his body of work on a desert island with me.
Nope.
I do.
Metallica is a good choice. Metallica is a good choice. Billy Joel, I think, is a really good choice.
It's a good sing-along. It'll get you know, a little upbeat.
Yeah, listen, I've been listening to Billy Joel my whole entire life. There's no reason to stop because I'm stuck on a fucking island.
Exactly.
I have my three, and so first of all, I might as well cut to the chase, and the reason why the VMA... And the Video Vanguard Award remind me of this is because Rihanna is one of my three.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And for a lot of the same reasons why you're saying Billy Joel, something upbeat, something, you know, she has like a wide range of hip-hop, R&B,
yeah. She's got
pop
songs. A wide body of work.
Yeah. So
I don't think I could deal with her.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah.
I could.
She'd go unplayed.
Matter of fact, if we were talking about artists on the island with you, she would also be one of them.
Number one.
So, yeah,
she's on both of those lists.
And that's why I asked the question, are they on the island with you?
No, she's on both of those lists.
Because quite honestly, my list would be...
would actually still be Billy Joel and Metallica at least.
And Dave's list doesn't change at all.
Frank Sinatra would be tough to get, but, you know, we could pull some strings.
Yeah, well, that's true. He'd basically be a skeleton at this point.
Probably find him behind that house.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Buried in that backyard. So it would be Rihanna. Killswitch Engage, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one, I'm kind of all over the place.
You're going to want Chumbawamba, right?
Oh, yeah. Chumbawamba.
Hoobastank, Dave. Come on. It's all Hoobastank.
Does Chumbawamba have another song? Not even another hit. Do they have another song?
I don't
Did they go in, release that single and never fucking make another song?
I'm going to go find that.
You know
that.
What? Please don't. I don't even want to know. I would not want...
If I'm
going
to have Chumbawamba in my Google search history, I'm going to tell
you. I would
you.
Rather have Dave sings Frank Sinatra than Chumbawamba.
Promise you, that is not the case.
So...
The answer is no.
I don't think they have another song.
I mean, apparently they have one from 2008.
I don't even
want
to know.
I don't.
It's probably terrible. What was this song called? Was it Tub Thumping?
Tub Thumping, yeah.
Terrible. What a stupid. So anyway, I'm torn between Tool and the Deftones. I think I probably have to go with Tool, though.
That's what I was gonna say.
I think that's what I have to go with.
Based on your other two, I think you have to go there.
Yeah, going with Tool, it adds a little bit more variety.
Mm-hmm.
So,
surprise, no one picked Coldplay. Man,
nope.
Real shocker.
Well, I know that's all of our ringtones are just Coldplay.
Yeah.
Mine's actually the Wu-Tang Clan.
Actually, I have a very vivid memory of you at a bar being very drunk, and dancing to Viva La Vida.
With someone
dancing?
Yeah.
Who dances to Coldplay?
Him. He was sitting there doing like the cowbell move and everything.
Yeah, the video just came out and it was a ridiculous video. Obviously, it's Coldplay. Wow. It's stupid. So, someone else that we worked with.
That is very like... Late 90s college quad.
Yeah.
Frisbee of you.
It's exactly what it was.
To be dancing to.
I also had a visor on, upside down and backwards.
Yeah.
The weird part was he roofied himself later that evening. It got real bizarre.
By accident or you were going for it?
Nope. He wanted a surprise when he got home.
Somebody would take advantage of me.
Nope.
Not
himself. At all.
Nope. Mm-mm. Not even a little bit.
Gets home, he's all over himself like a cheap suit. Yep.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, one more.
Anybody have a suggestion for? I want to know where your head's at. Desert Island
on top of my neck.
Desert Island. I mean, what are you stuck with? Give me one. I know you can do it.
I honestly beyond like a book perhaps.
Oh,
what books you'd bring?
That's a rough one.
Yeah.
That's why I wouldn't say it for like. I'm pretty sure. Two, you aren't exactly voracious readers.
No,
I could easily name the books, but
I don't know how much we could talk about it.
But reading is stupid. I don't want to talk.
I'd bring this podcast. I'd bring this.
Ugh, this podcast. I wouldn't.
Just listen to us and our glory.
That's a good idea.
Sitting.
Really good idea.
You know why I wouldn't? I'd miss Jeff too much.
Oh, all right.
And I'd be irritated by you too much.
See, that's why I would bring it. It would be a nice memento.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I would do.
Nah, it'd make me wistful.
God knows I don't want to be wistful when I'm stuck in a fucking desert island.
No, not at all.
You got something?
One person.
One person?
One person, go.
One person.
All right, let's eliminate... for you, let's eliminate wives because you have to say wife.
No, the truth is it definitely would be my wife, even if I didn't have to say it. And I think if you know me, you know that
you
I wouldn't fucking say it if
it's
I
true.
Didn't have to.
It's true.
But it would.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Reason? Other than you love her?
No, she's a very useful creature, to be honest with you. You know? We've done where we go away. There's like they do rock climbing one of the days. They bring in a rock climbing wall, and she's like real good at that shit. She's like a fucking mountain goat. She goes right up that.
Girls are better at mountain climbing.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, you know, if there's trees that need to be climbed to get, yeah, I can send her ass up there. She's a very good cook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she came up with that. With that girly drink. I think she did. I don't know. I might be taking credit from the internet, but...
Why shouldn't
she? She remembered it.
She did find it at least. So she's a pretty resourceful lady. You know, and then there's other reasons as well.
Like
reasons
what?
Normally kept in the boudoir, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, big spoon. So, Got it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be that. But... Excluding her,
yeah.
excluding her, I think it would have to be, it would have to be either my friend Joe or my friend Eric. Because they are both, well, Eric is, he's a man beast. Yeah, he's a man beast.
And so there are any like, animals he could just take them?
I feel like on a desert island, he'd be able to very easily go and like get down on all fours and fight some wild animal, like very primitive, and like bite its neck and kill it for me. Again, he would be very useful on a desert island. He's good with his hands. He's creative. So I think that I think it would have to be him because you have to be practical. You're stuck on a fucking desert island, yeah. You know?
What are you, Ed? Person.
Bear Grylls.
That's almost cheating, but that's a good point.
It is almost cheating.
That's right. Fuck Eric.
Yeah.
That's a good. I would actually bring the other guy, though. The guy from Survivor Man.
I don't know who that is.
Survivor Man, whatever his name is.
I'll call him that.
Yeah, I would bring Survivor Man. That's a good point.
I'd bring Survivor, the entire band.
Yes.
Fuck that. I'm bringing Iron Man. He can fly me off the desert island.
Oh, I didn't think we were doing... Because if it was fictional people, it would have been Superman.
He thought he was so cool with that fucking Iron Man one.
Yeah. After I brought out the one real person that could probably save your ass, you're like, Iron Man would be good here.
Yeah.
I would take Superman.
Yeah, I would take Superman because his power is independent on third party. It's the yellow sun.
Check that. I would take Wonder Woman.
Depends on which version of Wonder Woman.
What?
Because some of them can't fly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Some of them can't fly?
There have been iterations where where the invisible jet was her mode of flying transport.
How did she summon the invisible jet?
A whistle?
I think it was, there were some telepathic situations.
Did you fucking say a whistle?
He did. I was ignoring it for common courtesy.
Just wanted to know.
Yeah.
So, really, she could either summon it or fly herself.
Right. But also,
I would take the hottest version that can fly.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, I can get behind that, yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, 100%. Cool.
So that's who I'm going with.
That's a whole new category. Superhero that you'd stay with. But anyway.
I really think I don't think that's a great... Any of the motherfuckers that can fly. It's a problem solved.
Well, no. Yeah. Outside of... Like, without the advantage of being able to get off the island.
It has
like,
to be Batman.
Yeah. You know.
You're fucking crazy if it's not Batman.
Spider-Man.
Why?
Because he'll know when shit's coming. With the spider sense, he doesn't have to be, like, awake. Two, Batman will get so annoying after a while. Like, there's not going to be any crime to fight. He's just going to sit there and mope about his parents. Do I want to sit there and hear that? That's no. True. I want somebody really who can point. Banter with me.
I don't know, man.
That's why I'd go with Spider-Man.
I don't know. You know
Spidey's
cool?
My dude.
Look at what Batman built in that fucking cave.
Batman didn't build anything in the cave that was, like, that amazing, dude.
Stop.
You're thinking Iron Man. Mm. He built shit in cave. You could drop Tony Stark naked into a desert, and he will come out with coconut-based rocket boots. So you throw Batman into the desert, he'll come out of it, but it'll be after he walked because his willpower is so strong. I'd take Iron Man,
right.
Thanks so much.
All right, then fine. Well, I thought we couldn't take Iron Man because he can
fly.
Well,
no, I was talking about Iron Man. I was talking about Tony Stark.
You're not using that for him for that purpose.
So
right.
It's Tony Stark.
Yeah, Tony Stark. But
unanimous?
Yeah.
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 Because you can banter with him.
You can banter with him. He'll figure it out. And by the time you get back to the mainland, there is going to be one hell of a crazy party.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Good point. So, well, I got to say, I am a little disappointed that you weren't able to come up with a topic.
I did. I just decided not to do it. Remember?
I know. You came up with books, though.
Yeah, but that's like... books. Yeah, okay, so... Oh, I have an entire collection of music, but how am I going to listen to it on a coconut? I mean, come on.
You have an iPod.
How am I going to charge that?
It's a solar charger.
Okay. sounds super great. How am I... That's... No. I disabuse you of the notion of that making it even better. All right, shut up. Just because I suck at this game doesn't mean that you get to make fun
of me.
You
have records and a crank phonograph.
Okay, that's pretty dope. I'd deal with that.
All right.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
I want a crank phonograph now.
That would be cool.
Dave, go buy me a crank phonograph.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Get that on eBay?
Yes. Or Amazon. I'm sure Amazon has it.
There's a monkey band on the island that does only 80s doo-wop Joel. That's...
That would be the best island in the world.
Yeah.
The ideal.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's... Well, what's the name of that band from Step Brothers? Uptown Girl? It's an all monkey Uptown Girl. That's so Dave's happy.
Yeah.
Dave's all set.
I'm all set. I'm good to go.
Speaking of being all set, I think I'm all set.
I'm also all set.
Yeah?
Yeah, I gotta go take a nap.
All right.
That was a lot of thinking. To pull Bear Grylls out of thin air.
That was a good pull, though.
That was a good pull.
Thank you.
Good pull.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
See ya.